Jarang pun saya dah ini dah channel kenim bayu and Peter Dwyer will go head to head for the Premier Soccer League Championship post, which was left vacant following the ceremonious departure of Twain Piri. Dube, who was Piri's deputy, had been acting chairman since Piri was forced out of office by the new Zimbabwe Football Association authorities 2 months ago. On the other hand, Mubayiwa, who has been Dynamo's chairman for the past 5 years, is having his second attempt at the PSL post following his humiliation 12-3 vote by Piri in the last election in 2014. Apart from leading the top-flight football body, the Premier Soccer League chairman also sits on the ZIFA board. ZIFA will conduct the elections Saturday. However, there is less interest from the public in that election, as they are more interested in action on the field of play rather than events off the field of the play. In fact, the Trump football fraternity has been the Zimbabwe National Army Charities Shield quarterfinal clash between Blower rivals Chicken Inn and Islanders at Barberfield Stadium Sunday. Chicken Inn are coming into the game after a gutsy Champions League performance, which drew them a lot of praise, including Mamelodi Sundowns coach Pito Mosimane, who at one time coached the South African national team, popularly known as the Bafana Bafana.
But credit to this team. This team is a very good team. These are not fishermen or from an island. This is serious football, and they gave us a chance.
The last time Chicken Inn and Islanders met was in the Easy Call Cup final, which Islanders won 1-0. But Cape United fan Farai Matamba thinks the Gamecocks have too much firepower and ammunition for Koso.
The champions from last season, nothing much has changed. They are still playing very good football, and I'm hoping and expecting them to get through.
However, former Islanders vice chairman Mtweni Mpofu is not reading much into Chicken Inn's current form and says his team would be going all flat out for the title and the man on offer, which could be a major boost before the start of this season.
It gives us a chance to make sure that our coffers are beefed up.
Football analyst Andrew Rodzi is of the opinion that the team that scores first is going to sail through to the semi-finals.
It's a difficult game, but those teams are equal in terms of strength. So I think the first team which scores first will win the game.
The other quarter-final game is across the country at Rufaro Stadium, where Harare City will face the Green Machine of Caps United. The Harare City club is also returning from a successful Cup Confederation Cup trip to Madagascar. And coach Taurai Mangwiro says despite the long trip, they are fronting their chances of overcoming Caps United.
Well, obviously, we would want to win the cup and we will front our chances.
Caps United, on their part, they've also gone through an off-season transitional period, and Matamba says they are ready for everything that the opposition will throw at them this season.
United is going to make an impact not only on this particular match, but even the games to come. Because if you look very, very closely, you will realize that Cape United, the new acquisition, the administration, well organized, and we are railing to gold.
The winners of the Zimbabwe National Army Charities Shield will receive 75,000, while the runners-up get 50,000. The PC Kariba are already through to the semi-finals after last weekend's 1-0 win over Dynamos. Reporting for Studio 7 in Harare, this is Michael Kariatsi.